Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Finally, Free Ball Friday, everybody. Congratulations, you made it. What a wacky Friday it was. This has been just a wacky week. I just don't know how I feel about this week. I think I'll be glad when it's over. But the show must go on. We can talk about anything and everything. It is, of course, Free Ball Friday, December 14th, 2012. And I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Would love to chat it up about anything and everything that's on your mind. Of course, tragedy struck a Connecticut middle school today as a young gunman opened fire on students and staff, killing 26 people. This, of course, sparked heated gun control debates all over the Twitterverse. Myself included. Not to mention the fact that when this first news first broke, the police initially identified the wrong person as the shooter, identifying him first as his older brother. This was then reported to reported by major media and news outlets. And so it's bad enough that you have a tragedy such as this, where a great school gets shot up by a complete whack job. But to add insult to injury, the cops can't even do their due diligence and ID the perpetrator. So, shame on whatever, the sheriff's department, whoever it was that didn't do their job and figure out who really did this. That poor kid, his whole family is dead, pretty much. His brother killed his mom. And for a while, people were blaming him. People were doxing him. Thinking he was the dead shooter, which I think is kind of funny to begin with. It's like, you doxed a family of people who are all dead. What are you going to do? Send pizza to an empty house? SWAT an empty house? Or maybe have some compassion and send some roses? Then it turns out that the guy who everybody thought did it didn't do it. So now you got this poor kid's docs out there, and God knows what could have happened to that poor kid. I mean, he's got enough trauma to begin with. He doesn't need people trolling him. I think his brother trolled him beyond belief. I don't think anything can hurt this kid anymore. So my thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected by this tragedy. It's really sad. It's really sad. And what's even worse than the tragedy, the reckless abandon that this kid shot up this school with, what's worse than that is the recklessness of the press and law enforcement. Everybody wants to get the scoop. Everybody wants to be the first one to report it. You heard it here first. This is happening more and more often now. In this 24-second news cycle that we live in now, everybody wants to beat everybody else to the punch. And this leads to very incorrect reporting and misleading information, disinfo, whatever you want to call it. Like, for example, remember when the Supreme Court was going to rule on the issue of whether or not Obamacare was constitutional or not? Yeah. When Chief Justice Roberts started reading the decision, he didn't get halfway through the first paragraph before Fox News, CNN, and all these other assholes jumped the gun and said, "Oh, Obamacare declared unconstitutional, struck down by Supreme Court." Yeah. Then the rest of the people came out who listened to the entire decision and said, no, no, no. The court ruled it to be constitutional as a tax. And and I remember I was listening to NPR. What was it? Well, it doesn't matter. That's just an example of how these news outlets are just trying to beat each other to the punch. And they put out disinfo, which gets spread like wildfire the second it hits the internet. And suddenly you got a poor kid whose family is dead, whose brother shot up a fucking school. Suddenly he's getting threats himself. It's ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to calm down. It's Free Ball Friday. I hope nobody is wearing underpants under their clothes. It's kind of the ground rule. There's other stuff to talk about besides this shooting. I'd love to have a debate about gun control. Because every time one of these incidents occur, there's always the inevitable gun control debate. And you got these assholes like Piers Morgan and Michael Moore trying to, exploit these tragedies and push their political agenda. They want gun control. You know what the key word in that is? Control. That's what these people want. They want to control you, not just your guns. They want to control how much energy you consume. They want to control what food you eat. They want to control every single aspect of your life. And it's not just the liberals. It's the conservatives too. They want to control you in a different way. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat here, and I want to thank Anon Sicko, Danny Dent. I almost said it. Danny Dantelion. I almost said it. Well, I just did say it, I guess. Danny Dantelion. Gorillas by Night. Okay, that's a new one. Hammurabi's Code. Melissa 13. Rep Dan in the house. Hey, Rep Dan. Now, I noticed, Rep Dan, you call yourself Rep Dan Show. So, are we to expect a show from Rep Dan? That would be interesting. I would definitely tune into a Rep Dan show. Also, we have Spyco, who is my wannabe butt partner. Spyco wants inside of my cornhole like no one else. The fire dog in the house. The fire dog is sleeping. That's good. That's a good thing. He's a notorious scroller. And I shouldn't have even said that. You should let sleeping fire dogs lie. Worth of the World in the house. Hey, baby, it's Worth of the World. Bay Area representing. XU Out in the house. Hey, XU Out. Blue Badger in the building as well. This is great. Thank you, folks. Lots of guest listeners, people lurking. People just listening. And that's cool. I appreciate everyone tuning in and calling in and contributing and chatting. No matter what people tell you or what I sound like or what I say, other than this, I love doing the show. It's a lot of fun, and it's only fun because you guys show up. When I started on BTR, I used to do shows to one listener, if I was lucky. It took a long time to build a listener base, and I'm really grateful for all of you for tuning in. Okie dokie. Well, it's Free Ball Friday, so you know what that means. It's time for the Free Ball Friday theme song. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Enjoy. I'll be right back. All right, from the top, free balling.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
There'd be no more crime, 'cause everybody'd have a gun.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
We wouldn't need the police no more, 'cause everybody'd have a gun.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun?
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun? Nobody'd ever get shot, 'cause everybody'd have a gun.
Makes sense. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? We can go out and shoot things. 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 We can go out and shoot things.
We'd all feel safe,
'cause everybody have a gun. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun?
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun? Everyone be equal, 'cause everybody'd have a gun.
Not me, I'd count me a rifle.
Well, hang on, if you got yourself a rifle, then I want to get me a semi-automatic weapon.
You get a semi-automatic weapon, and I'm going to want an automatic weapon.
You get yourself an automatic weapon, I'm going to get a super automatic weapon.
If you get a super automatic weapon, then I'm going to get a super duper automatic weapon with a CD-ROM drive.
If you get yourself one of those, I'm going to get a super duper automatic weapon with a CD-ROM drive and a big old hard drive and a big guitar amp so I can play BTO.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a weapon of their choice? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a weapon of their choice? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
I'll be able to chase you from here to Saigon, and then I'll shoot like little Nerf rockets at you and poke you in the eye, because I'll have automatically finger poking in the eye thing, and I'll get myself another
one,
guitar.
Two, three, four. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? That was by that song was actually entitled "Let There Be Guns" by Arrogant Worms, and that was a request for Justice Duck, who goes by @_golden_rule_ on Twitter. And he wanted to dedicate, I assume it's a he, I don't know. Justice Duck wanted to dedicate it to Grandma Duck. So his or her grandmother, that was dedicated to her. I guess Grandma packs heat. Sweet. Okay, so you'll notice throughout the evening there'll be a theme to the musical selections. I hope you will appreciate it. So we have, there's a lot else to talk about. I'm going to bring on Op No Pro. What's up, No Pro?
Oh, man, just taking in today. Incredible.
What
just
are your
incredible.
Thoughts? What are your thoughts, initial reactions, feelings about what you witnessed today?
Well, first thing is just shock. I mean, you can't get around that. Then a lot of disappointment as I think about it, just in everything in general, because it makes me wonder if I personally want to be around any of these people. I'd rather just take a tent and go up into the woods and pitch it and be alone. Get away from these fucking crazies.
You know what I want to do? I am eventually going to be the. Have you ever seen the movie 2012?
Yeah.
You know the Woody Harrelson character?
Yeah.
He does like a ham radio show from his Winnebago or his trailer mm-hmm. up in the middle
right.
of, on a hill in the middle
up
of nowhere.
Up in the middle of nowhere.
That's
going to
be me, dude. That's going to be me.
Yeah, I'm selling passes.
And I'm going to be broadcasting right to the end, baby.
Same kind of thing. But you can't say it's not something that's expected in today's society. It's obviously something that I expect to hear about or see, but it's something that I wish I never had to deal with. People are just fucking crazy. And I don't know how to resolve the issue. I don't know whether you just give a gun to everybody. A friend and I were talking tonight about whether you just, everybody that's on psychotic drugs, it seems to be one of the shooters. So maybe that's where we start. And anybody that's on psychoactive drugs, we just stop licensing guns to them. Or
no, you know what
have.
You know what we need? We obviously need better outlets for the disaffected youth to express themselves.
Yeah, we do.
Because people in that age group have some sort of intrinsic angst and. I mean, think about it. If I was in my 20s, watching all this news about how Social Security's bankrupt, so you might as well privatize it or make it or get rid of it. Medicare only pays for 80% of costs now, and it keeps going down. Basically, this generation is saturated with a lot of talent, a lot of smart people, but only so much of the cream gets to rise to the top. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, I guarantee you, all these kids that planned these shootings were probably really smart. On some level, they're probably highly intellectual. And
I would agree with that.
And I think got steered in the wrong direction and unfortunately wasn't able to mentally tough it out.
It's hard to redirect that, though. You know, you don't know where to start. You don't know exactly what you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know the whole story.
Somebody can snap at any time.
That's the thing is, people want to almost make the chalk this up as another, you know, just another dash on the wall. But each of these incidents are isolated incidents that have different factors contributing to them, and you know, it's a big country, it's a big world. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of odds that fucked up people are going to do fucked up shit. And in this hypersensitized YouTube world where everybody can live stream, anything and everything that happens can be documented and magnified in seconds. So I don't know that crime or anything is I would imagine, I don't know the stats, but I would imagine crime has probably stayed about steady, if not has deteriorated.
If not, I don't know.
The past 50 years.
A couple of us have been talking about the 450 billion bullets that were given out by the Department of Homeland Security. 450 billion. I think that's more than enough, or they're bad shooters. You know, one or the other. But we just don't need that kind of thing. You put guns in people's hands, and guns are only for one reason, is to shoot them. You don't use them for bookcases. You don't, you know, use them to hold your papers down on the desk.
I think they should be used for defense and hunting. If I had,
I agree.
I would use it for defense, hunting, and maybe sport, like target, you know, like, you know how they do in the Olympics where they do the event where they...
In the biathlon.
They cross-country ski, then they have to shoot...
It's the biathlon, yeah.
The biathlon, yeah. Like I would totally... that's legit.
I'm just, you know, no matter what we say today, no matter how we look at it, there's... anything that we say is just to justify it or rationalize it or try and come up with some way of forgetting it. And I just think people are going to have to deal with this one because this is just bigger than shit. This is not a normal little notch, as you say, at all. It's just incredible. How do you sit and look at a little 8-year-old, little 6-year-old, and pull the trigger, you know, like 20 times?
And that's just amazing. Yeah, and then you have Barack Obama, the guy who on the daily authorizes drone attacks that kill innocent young children almost every, you know, pretty much every day.
Yeah, I think we looked at it today, and it was 123 people were 123 kids have been killed this year by drones.
Yeah, yeah. Obama rather is more into lobbing missiles from a drone and blowing up half a wedding party.
Well, I mean, I care. I have a hard time figuring out exactly what one can do.
How can you not care? It's, oh my God, it's horrible. I'm so glad I didn't watch. You know what I kept the channel on all day? CNBC.
Yeah, something that's not news.
CNBC. CNBC. How's the market reacting?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? CNBC was great because they were reporting on it, but it was only when there was some sort of legitimate, you know, advancement. It was actually the best thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't trying to do anything, any breaking news. They're just, you know... just updating it for their little audience. And I felt I was better informed that way.
What's an easier way to take it?
But unfortunately, that... unfortunately,
that's running away, though, you know?
Unfortunately, that requires putting up with Maria Bartiromo's, shrill voice for an entire hour.
Well, then maybe we should shoot ourselves.
It's 4 p.m. Do you know where your money is?
Oh, I hate that bitch. Nobody even knows what I'm talking about. It's okay. Let's bring on a non-sicko. What's up, sicko?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sicko.
How you doing tonight? How you doing, no pro?
Good. Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Arguing with fucking idiots on Twitter. What's new?
Yeah, what's the latest, dude? I saw you and, who was it, Gonzo were debating something. You were like, a moral fag was calling out a moral fag for being a moral fag is pretty much what was going on.
Pretty much.
That sounds like a lot of moral fagging.
All right, this is what's happening.
You know what? That's a quintuple inverted reverse troll.
Well, this is what's happening. There's somebody on Twitter who has less than 20 followers. Tweeting out the horrible fucking shit about the shooting today, mocking the shooting and all that shit, which this fucking is disgusting. I get that. But what we don't have the right to do is censor that. If I'm allowed to go around saying the faggot and all that shit, then he's very much allowed to do the same thing. The word faggot offends people just as much as this shit would offend people. So if somebody can't tell me I can't call somebody a faggot for whatever reason, then we obviously do not have the right to censor that. That is at the very core of Anonymous is fighting censorship. And to be promoting censorship, you're obviously here for the wrong reasons if that's why you're here. Shit just pisses me off. And it seems like every other fucking day, these new fags are running around telling people, hey, let's censor this account because they said shit we don't like, or let's censor this account because they said shit we don't like. Well, that's not how it works. It's either free speech for all or it's free speech for none. You know, yeah, I don't defend free speech to defend the speech that I agree with. I defend free speech when I defend the speech I don't agree with. When I defend the law...
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
You know, Smoot's a perfect example of that. Smoot said a lot of stuff that I wouldn't say. But I would always defend his right to say that shit. You know, it just blows my mind that people miss the point so badly that they think it's okay to censor some parody account with, at the time, less than 20 followers. If these people would have ignored this guy,
you
nobody
would
have
you
heard
just,
this account.
You should just send your butthurt request forms to Biela. At twitter.com. Submit your butthurt request forms. Can somebody actually Oakland Ellie created the online version. Just do that, CC that, and you're good. Somebody has the link for that. I'd love to see it. Hey, big ups to Oakland Ellie for IP logging people who follow her. Brilliant SE work there. Let's bring on Fire Dog. What's up, Fire Dog?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? I got a list for your people out there, you know, how to stay safe, you know.
Oh, thank God.
All right. You know, I'm looking out for everybody. I mean, we got Anna Sicko, you know. I'm looking out for him. I know Mo's pregnant. I know he's got a lot going through his head right now, so I'm trying to look out for him. All right. First thing we got to ban is the Israeli military. They're killing hella people out there. And they need to get banned. All right. Next thing we gotta put get under control. We need to get Whitey under control. Whitey's killing hella people down in Florida right now. That's gotta stop. And the third thing we gotta ban is vodka and Red Bull because I am really drunk right now.
I'm drinking vodka at 7 Up right now.
Oh, check this out. I have some Knob Creek rye whiskey.
Be right back. I gotta get some of it.
I'm looking at that right now. The night is young. We lost Fire Dog, but that was cool. Thanks, Fire Dog. Hammurabi's Code is here, of course. What's up, Hammurabi?
Not a lot. What are you up to, Vince?
Hey, Hammurabi.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Hanging out with No Pro and Sicko and you now.
You?
Yeah, me and
all right.
And those two.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I caught the thing between Sicko and Gonzo, and yeah, that was interesting. Today is one of those days where I couldn't have been more fucking disgusted with the internet, to be completely honest with you. More than anything, I mean, trolling the day of the shooting. I mean, I enjoy trolling as much as the next guy, but I mean, talking about 20 kids who got shot. And I made the mistake of checking in on B and was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. But, yeah, man, I don't understand it. I don't know when as a society we got this far fucking desensitized to this shit where we're just like, oh, no, killing kids getting shot is fucking funny. And, I mean, you know, I don't agree with the tweeting. Like, when Sicko was tweeting out pictures of dead kids, that sent me up a fucking tree. And, I mean, dude, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, killing kids is really not in any way fucking funny. So,
mind you, you're equating when I tweet out pictures of dead kids as funny, and that's definitely not ever my point.
That's not what I'm saying. I don't think it's funny at all. It's fucking annoying.
I'm not tweeting it out to be funny. I'm tweeting it out so people see what happens. Because if you're not seeing what's happening, then you can place it on the back burner and you can make it about some intellectual debate when it's not. It's about dead kids killed by drones.
Yes. I don't really know what to say here. I mean, good God.
Yeah, I'm at a loss.
It's being that I actually have kids, it's a completely different ball game. I mean, if I didn't have kids, I'd probably be a fucking moron too. And I'd joke about it, and I'd make jokes, and I'd write gay little songs and make gay-ass fucking B posts to be edgy, because that's the hipster shit to do. But I'm not. I'm like a normal fucking person with kids in a real life. So, yeah, man, I mean, trolling is awesome. I love trolling, but I think like anything, that you got to set limits for yourself at some point. You're just going to end up a fucking junkie in rehab. You end up a troll junkie in troll rehab, wondering, how did I get here with all these other morons?
I agree. I absolutely agree. I am at a loss.
I think to touch on Vince's early morning or I guess early afternoon drama, I gotta say, Vince kind of fucking owned D's hard, real hard. And I personally thought it was pretty impressive because I haven't really ever seen Vince just fucking go off on anybody. But
Great.
Whatever the fuck D's would say to just try to fucking weasel his way out of his previous comment, Vince was just like fucking knockout punch after knockout punch. And then when he went through the timeline and showed that D's undoubtedly created that fucking account, the CD crew, while he was talking about, I'm getting this guy's docs. Like, I honestly hope, I always thought D's was a pretty cool guy. Until I saw his little fucking convo. earlier, but either way, man, I don't know if anybody saw that shit this morning, but if you haven't, you should go back through Vince's timeline. I'm sure Vince did like 1,000 tweets today, so you're going to be scrolling a bit, but yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, in case you didn't know, I'm certified NSA. I'm also FBI. I'm CIA. That's why I had to leave the Russell League, just in case anybody was curious. You can't rep too many three-letter acronym, you know, I don't even know what you want to call it. It's more of an idea, really. They're ideas. And then be in another crew. I mean, I hit my limit on letters, so that's where that's at.
Oh no, SUF's gonna come at me because I called him an idiot earlier. Oh no, somebody please save me. Oh no, please help. The internet is so full of fucking dirt today. It's really been the past 2 days. The past 2 days have been just so dirty on the fucking internet.
Did you just say it was like a retard derby? Because that I would pay money to see. Just give them a bunch like helmets and shit, send them off running in every direction.
Sounds good to me.
See what happens. Uh-oh, Sicko, X-Yacht's really, really curious if he hurt your feelings.
I think he's mad. I think he's mad because I called him an idiot.
Uh-oh.
Look, if you're on the you're on the internet and the worst thing you're called is an idiot, then you're obviously
you're doing something wrong. Right.
Jesus Christ. I'm not a big fan of taking away people's internet privileges, but maybe there should be some kind of
Hey guys, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Have you guys figured out that you're in the green room yet?
Yeah.
No.
About 8 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry, dude. Sorry.
It's all right.
So while you guys were in here, I was having a three-way on the air with Ms. Becker and Worth of the World. It's great. You're gonna love it. You're gonna have to hear it in the archives now. But
I can't wait to download it.
It was pretty awesome, actually. Like I literally came.
It's crazy.
Oh wow. I'm kind of embarrassed, people. For those of you listening and in the chat, I know that was explicit. Ms. Becker, of course, is my legal correspondent, right? Right, Ms. Becker?
Sure.
So she knows what, you know, constitutes actual pornography on the internet, okay? And Worth of the World is a very talented woman. Thank you, Worth of the World. That was fucking hot.
You're welcome, Vince.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Worth.
How's it going, Sicko?
So, all right. We've got Ed from the Detroit calling in now. Let's say hi to Ed real quick. What's up, Ed?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, man.
Yeah, just calling in about the tragedy today out in Connecticut at the elementary school, and just wanted to bring up, I've been listening on the radio and TV like everybody has, but the aspect of gun control being the answer to preventing these future incidents, I think is foolish and is far from the answer of preventing an incident like this, because the gentleman who went in at the school today and shot up all the people there, he already violated a few gun laws as it was. you know, that they had the gun laws for him even to be in possession of a firearm at his age was against the law. It was against New Jersey law for him to bring those firearms over to Connecticut. And I'm not opposed to, I want to say it's not the solution, but I'm not opposed to more extensive background checks and screening, you know, when the purchasing of firearms. But as far as getting into banning more firearms or, you know, the certain types of firearms, because from what I've gathered now from the news, like everybody was mostly handguns that the gentleman used inside the
You know what concerns me more than anything is just
sure.
Not that people are not that people have firearms, but it's a matter of whether they're properly certified. Like, are they certified to use this firearm? That's what scares me.
Well,
I think there should obviously be some tweaking to that whole process, the whole vetting process, obviously.
Sure.
But you know what? You're never going to find a perfect solution. You're never going to find you know, the 100% utopia. All right, who's trolling me with some really shitty music?
Not mine.
Oh, hey, that sounds like Boots Riley. What is that?
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
Hammurabi is doing that. Why? Dude, Hammurabi trolling with the coup. That's weird. Usually I troll my audience with the coup.
Oh.
You know, the coup was not really in my playlist tonight, but there you go, a little coup tease from Hammurabi. That's weird. I'll tell you what is in my musical tribute to tonight's theme is a number of tunes like Love Gun. No Pro just dropped off. I think he came already. Anyway, if you're just joining us, thank you. If you've been here the whole time, I apologize. It's Vince in the Bay. If you want to get in on this, we're not even done with the first hour. It's 347-826-7667. We've been talking about the gun control issue. We got Sicko on the line. We have Hammurabi's Code, Ed from Detroit, Ms. Becker, Worth of the World, and we also have another caller, unscreened. You are now live. Who is this caller? You're on the air.
Back on, man.
Oh, Op No Pro back with us.
We missed you, Op No Pro. We missed you, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We were all sad. Like, I almost hung up to cry myself to sleep.
Only with your left eye.
Oh, shit.
All right, Hammurabi, are you done DJing? Hello?
What up? You're muted.
He rage quit.
You know,
what?
Okay, I have a question for Hammurabi.
What's up?
So were you officially ejected from the Wrestling League?
No, I quit.
Oh, you quit, huh?
Yep.
Shit
is right.
You
no, you didn't
quit,
see my tweet, and then the, yeah, man, I mean, I think I have scroll backs from IRC. You can see where I'm just like, this ain't worth it.
Danny, can you verify this? Did Hammurabi, was he asked to leave, or did he quit? What happened exactly? I heard that I'm on the show last night, you got disabled privileges. That was kind of a tip off right there.
Oh yeah, and then I get back on your show.
Huh. Well, we're still awaiting the official word.
Oh, you don't even need to wait, bro. I'll go ahead and pull it up. It's no worries.
Okay.
Public IRC channel, public logs, you know, nobody
Board
gives
quit.
A shit.
The bartender says that you got bored with Wrestle League, so you quit.
Sure.
Okay.
See, it's kind of like Fight Club. What happens in Wrestle League stays in Wrestle League.
Oh, yes,
until
David.
Some faggot starts pasting shit.
David. So what are you now? Are you looking for a new crew, or are you like a free agent, or are you just going solo? What's your thing?
I think I'm going to join Worth of the World's crew, to be honest with you. She's got a pretty mean crew going.
Really? What's
I don't know if
you make the cut, Annie.
Worth, what's your crew's name?
I don't run with a crew, dude. The world's
it's
small.
Actually called Worth
ice cream block.
It's actually called Worth Sec.
I mean, the world's box, so we're pretty much on our own anyways, right? I mean, all we do is claw at each other for survival and to get ahead and compete, so what's the point?
Hang on. We have the official statement from Wrestle League. Let me see if I can get it here. This is the official statement from Wrestle League. Hang on. Shut up, everybody. Hammurabi is no longer with the Wrestle League and has been relieved of his duties. We wish him well on his future endeavors. That's the official statement coming out of Wrestle League. Okay, very curt, succinct.
Yeah, it's some pretty exciting stuff, Vince.
Shit.
Anyways,
Miss Becker, you wanted to you're a legal correspondent. There's all kinds of trolling going on and people threatening Tabasco other people. What's the latest update?
On what exactly? What am I legal fagging on? Tabasco or just generally?
Well, what's out there as an analyst? What out there is really catching your attention?
That's way too broad. I don't like you. First, I thought I was coming on to talk about the shooting trolling, and now you're bringing up basketball.
Oh, yeah, shooting trolling. Yeah. What do you think about that? This troll account. Okay, this troll account was created, and people started to spread it around, and then anonymous people got all butthurt and started to, you know, call attention to it, and you know, turn it into an op. And hey, let's troll these guys. And a lot of people like Sicko are arguing that you know that's stupid because it just gives this guy this attention whore. It's just a sock account to troll somebody. It's just stupid to even give it any credence.
Well, I mean, disregarding for a moment everyone's tenets of free speech and moral fagging and so on, ultimately, the only way you can deal with really crappy, obscene, offensive speech is to either confront it, if you wish, defend speech with speech, or ignore it, which is totally easy to do on the internet. I mean, if you want to get...
Especially when you only have 20 followers.
Yeah, I have 20 followers. But even still, anyone can, you know, retweet him if they go to his page, or you know, someone links them to it as trolling, or whatever the hell. But it's kind of, like, it doesn't matter how you come across a speech. Like, unless someone is incessantly harassing you in a way that you can literally not avoid them, like they're outside of your house yelling at you or calling you nonstop or emailing you nonstop from different accounts, and no matter what you try to do to block them, it doesn't work. If someone's saying something that's offending you, no matter how obscenely offensive it is, there's literally nothing you can do about it.
This kind of reminds me.
Except either throw it back in their face or ignore it.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of this. The other day we were talking about this this hack comedian slash Fox News little correspondent, Stephen Crowder.
I know.
You know, abusing free speech in order to taunt people into people that they know will get aggressive. You know, they just go out and plop a tent, a huge tent, right in the middle of a square where everybody knows there's a planned protest. I mean, that's a total troll move. That's on the level of like Westboro Baptist Church kind of trolling. After they tore down that tent and assaulted that guy, and there's so much evidence, now those guys are gonna fucking get off with a nice settlement, and not to mention the press that this guy's getting and the exposure.
Right.
Again, you call attention to you feed the trolls, and they
get
it. Rule 14, motherfuckers.
Rule 14.
Thanks, Ed from Detroit, for coming out. Appreciate the call. It's Vince of the Bay with Sicko, Hammurabi's Code, Ms. Becker, Worth of the World, and Op No Pro. We're about halfway through the program. If you have anything you'd like to interject, be great if you called in. Also, another thing that happened today, I don't know if people caught this, but Asshurt MacFags and myself were outed as snitches / feds.
Well, that's true.
Me too, man.
Yeah. Apparently, if you disagree with somebody, you are automatically a snitch and a fed. A CI.
Or a criminal. Or mentally.
Well, that'd be for all feds, right?
Yep.
For all feds. Yep. Are we technically kind of like potentially all passive feds anyway, so long as we're communicating digitally? Like, they can touch that stuff whenever the fuck they want. So if we're talking digitally on DMs or emails or whatnot, like, technically inducing the Patriot Act and et cetera, they can just go into your shit. Like, you don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to be an informant. They could just...
They don't need informants. They don't need informants. They have access to everything. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that my biggest deal. Like, I really hate everybody accusing everybody being a fed, because I mean, there's multiple reasons. First off, if your OPSEC is tight enough, you could be talking to 30 feds at once and it wouldn't affect you. Second off, half 90% of these people crying about, oh, you're a fed, have no reason to even be worried about a fucking fed.
Right. I'm a curious guy, Sicko. That's why I'm a fed. If you ask questions, you're a fed. If you don't ask any questions, you're a fed.
You're a fed.
I just want to let you guys know the rules here.
If you take a shit, you're a fed.
Yeah. If you use toilet paper, you're probably NSA. I mean, those niggas are fancy. So don't go running using toilet paper unless you want people to know you're a fed. I went ahead and posted that link to where you and me and Mac are feds. I really wish Darko would call in and have a chat about how we all became feds.
I'm
personally a little pissed with my check. I haven't received one yet. I've been doing
this
fed shit.
Oh, you too?
For a long
you
time.
Too? I'm still awaiting payment too.
Your informant check?
Yeah. Dude, I basked everybody, and I was under the impression I would get over $9,000 for every basco, and I haven't seen a dime.
I've got a
9,000. There's no way that could be right.
Okay, if anyone else gets accused by basco of committing a crime because you quote unquote defamed her, let her know that defamation isn't a crime, because she keeps saying that like it's true and it's going to become true. Like, I was showing a screenshot, I don't see my sources or what it was about, but basically telling someone, oh, you can go to the Internet Crime FBI site and report defamation. It's, no, you just you can't. It's not.
Hey, Becker, I have an update on that. I don't know. I think Ms. Becker probably got the memo that anything on the Internet is true, and so she thinks she just has to keep posting it to get some justice.
Who, Sue?
Yeah, I think she got that memo that everything on the Internet is true. That's probably why she keeps saying it. I would just ignore that.
Well, no, my point is defamation, slander, and libel, you don't go to a prosecutor for that. You go to civil court. If there's actual damage. That's
why
going around saying you're all criminals because you're defaming me. And it's like,
you're wrong.
I thought you were
actually,
a lawyer.
So you go to me.
Oh, you go to you?
Yeah, no, your subpoena's on the way, Becker. I promise. I sent it out yesterday.
For all my mean, nasty, irrational tweets.
Yes, that, and I've actually entrusted Worth with doing the... process serving. So, wait, I wasn't supposed to say that on the air. God damn it.
I think you're patriot gragging, dude. Is it just me or
let's
is he...
Keep it between you and me. Don't
is it just me or was he patriot gragging?
It's just you. You're actually patriot gragging.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Patriot Greg.
All right.
Man, XYOT is so mad in IRC right now. It is unreal.
What?
Why?
Why?
He's lit. I'll show you why.
I called him an idiot, and apparently that's the worst thing you can say to somebody.
Of course.
And I heard about it.
Oh, dude, Danny just left. I was going to play his request. Fuck him, then. If he's not going to listen, then... Oh, no, he's here. Oh. Yeah, Danny Dantalian, wake up. Paging Danny Dantalian. All right, dude.
He says he didn't leave, and fuck you.
All right, well, fuck you. Well, fuck you.
Maybe he got banned.
Probably.
No.
I sent a subpoena out with Meep Kitty Fuck last week. Because she's a Fed, too, and Assert MacFags at the same time.
Oh, man, I'm so pissed that I got outed with ass. Asshurt's the one that did it. She compromised the operation. This was the best relationship we had with the Chicago Bureau, and that bitch fucked it up. God damn it. Amateurs. I apologize, people.
Specifically the Chicago Bureau?
Really,
yeah,
did you just pretty much out yourself as a direct report to Obama?
No.
I heard Vince runs the drones.
No, I wish. I wish I had one day everybody will have their own personal drone.
I hope not.
One can dream.
And your computer will be built into it. Your phone, your television.
It'll just hover like an orb.
It'll just hover like an orb around you, like a little moon.
If you can find the Mad Catz gamepad drivers, then you can actually hack the drones using a SSH tunnel connection. And it only works if you're on a closed shell system rotating. Orbiting planet Earth. But, you know, I figured I'd let that classified info out on your show, Vince.
All right.
Mad Catz, gamepads, got to find the drivers, the hack drivers, to let you control the drones.
All right. Are you done droning on?
Can we get some taco drones?
Oh, hang on. I got that. Hang on. God, this BTR switchboard is a piece of garbage.
Alan Levy's cheap as shit.
There you have it.
Hey, Ben, I'm pretty okay with drones, but only if we can get them strictly to be taco drones. Like, that would be okay.
You're a vegetarian. You can't even talk about taco drones.
She eats tacos, bro. As somebody who has eaten tacos multiple times with
birds, we're talking about pink tacos, right?
What?
Yeah,
tacos. Oh, hang on a second here. Hang on a second. I got to do some chat room moderation here. I'm going to mute Carl Barks. Carl Barks, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Carl Barks, for being Carl Barks. Thanks for
participating. And before Rage quit.
Thanks. He usually, after the first time he gets into the penalty box, it kind of discourages him and he sort of loses interest and bails.
Okay, he's just like, fuck this, 2 minutes and I can't talk shit. I'm out, bitch.
Yeah.
And then he leaves.
What a pussy. Oh, God. All right. Hey, speaking of pussies, I'm going to play this request for Danny Dantelion. This is Bad Moon Rising. I'll be right back. I think. Maybe. Or maybe not. Is it playing?
Nope. Yep.
Something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches.
347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
That's right. VITB for life. Back up in this, I got the ladies with me. I've got Ms. Becker and Worth of the World on my panel tonight. Also on the panel, No Pro. No Pro in the building. As per pretty much every Freeball Friday, I'm really disappointed with crappy airbags. Every Friday he gets me all fired up with some tweets about Freeball Friday, and he's going to call in and do a chonger straight on live on air, which he came through with, was it last night or the night before? But I think he passed out on the couch again tonight. So never. Oh my God! You know what? I'm muting Carl Barks again, for the personal message he just sent me. Carl Barks, two more minutes for just some obscene shit in personal message. You don't even want to know what he wrote me. It's disgusting.
Not a free speech zone.
Yeah, how many times do I have to reiterate that? This is the moment you click on my link for my show, you've entered a no free speech zone. All right, I'm sorry, I admit it. I'm a fascist dictator. I'm a benevolent fascist dictator, but I will enforce the rules if I have to. Although, you know what, I'm a little concerned. Ever since I put Dougie on timeout, he kind of rage quit the internet.
Yeah, we've been working really hard trying to find out what happened to him too. So anyone out there that
literally,
knows Dougie,
literally like, after I put him on timeout and he rage quit the internet. I'm serious.
Something about that. He ended up in Tiny Chat after your show, and he rage quit Tiny Chat as well. And then a little later that night, rage quit Twitter, and apparently just rage quit his whole phone because people have been blowing him up and he's not responding.
Wow.
But I think
he left the internet. He left the internet.
He left life, dude. He rage quit the whole communication system. Honestly.
Really, really.
So.
Yeah. We got Sicko back. We got Hammurabi back, and we now have. Added to the panel for the second hour, we have Forsaken. Forsaken's on the line. What's up, Forsaken?
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just playing sheriff in my chat room and moderating a fantastic panel tonight that consists of Anon Sicko, Hammurabi's Code, Ms. Becker, Worth of the World, and Off No Pro, and now you.
It's awesome. Hey, what's up, Hammurabi?
Not a lot. How are you doing, Saken?
Doing pretty good, man. Just chilling tonight. Just thought I'd call into the show. Are you guys still talking about that whole incident in Connecticut?
Absolutely. What are your thoughts?
As usual, it's really, you kind of really question, people who think it's okay to go into a school and shoot up a bunch of little kids compared to, when you really feel is that should have been a bank instead of a school. That's how I feel.
Well, you know what I seem to notice about all these huge magnified tragedies is it never happens in a black neighborhood. It never happens in a Latino neighborhood. It never happens in a Jewish neighborhood. It never happens in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. It's always milky white suburbia USA where it's not supposed to happen, and that's why it's news. It's like these kids are privileged. They shouldn't feel disaffected. What's their problem?
I'm going to jump in a minute. Kids are shot in urban neighborhoods like every day, though. That's why you don't hear about it, because they've conditioned themselves to accept it, and it happens daily.
Yeah, the media doesn't really give a fuck about like a black kid or whatever getting shot, because that happens every single day. When there's a whole bunch of kids in elementary school getting shot up, it's a whole different. It's a complete different story.
That's why it's funny that when the white kids do it, it makes news. That means the white kids do. You know what that tells me? That tells me white kids do it less.
Yeah. Well,
that's
I don't know about that.
The headline should be white people shoot each other to death.
I also don't know how confirmed this was, but I read one report that the one that was actually the shooter is developmentally disabled. So it's not, I really don't, I mean, unless that becomes confirmed, it's, I don't really think it's a thing where the guy was just like, yeah, I think I'm going to shoot up at school today. You know, developmentally disabled people don't really, if they have that train of thought, it's not necessarily a clear train of thought.
I guess the weird thing on that for me is that he actually, he found three different firearms and brought them with him. And I don't know how
he got there. I would question his access to firearms if he has developmental disabilities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, recently there was a news report that said that those firearms that he had actually belonged to his mother. So, as for easy access, it's just like the whole Jared Loughner case, you know, how those weapons were in his dad's truck and he just got him, went to go shoot up a whole talk with Gabrielle Giffords, you know.
The kids used in Columbine, weren't those acquired from their parents as well?
I believe so. I'm not really exactly sure. I'd probably have to like look all over it again, but they did actually go buy the ammo from CVS or like Walmart and stores like that. It's really, I mean, you can go into Walmart right now and buy a gun.
I know. I'm from Texas. Everybody knows that. Texas, you can buy a gun. You could probably buy a gun in 7-Eleven in Texas.
I heard you get them free with the purchase of a Slurpee in Texas.
I mean, I really would. I wouldn't find no surprise if they were like in stores like that, man. I mean, I really wouldn't.
The ironic part about all that is, do you know how many illegal firearms that I found or that I know of in Texas? Guns that you can't buy, on the regular market.
Yeah, you're near Mexico. You're near the border, so
you know,
it's really easy for those type of guns to be smuggled in.
Exactly. So making them illegal, the only thing that's going to do is it's going to keep them out of the hands of people who are trying to buy them legally.
Exactly. You know, it's just like the whole drug trade. You know, there's no point of having marijuana illegal when, you know, the cartels are just going to smuggle more. There's more crime when you make something illegal. Anything, regardless.
The only thing making drugs or making guns illegal is going to do is it's going to make criminals richer. It's going to increase funding to police departments and stuff like that. It's going to increase crime rate. It's going to increase the amount of people incarcerated. But it's not actually going to do anything for the amount of people dying on a daily basis in American streets. It's ridiculous that people think that. It blows my mind that people think that. Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, yet is one of the most dangerous cities in the country. So stricter gun laws don't equate to less violence. We have to start looking at what is causing people to snap like this. And my personal belief are just socioeconomic pressures on people. It's the fact that people these days are struggling to make ends meet and have been in some families for four or five generations have been struggling to make ends meet and have enough food on the table, and that stress gets carried on to somebody's baby, and then when that baby is born, they're born with these developmental issues, and that leads to them snapping and murdering 20 kids. But look at China. All right, in China, it's almost a quarterly rate. It happens three times a year where somebody goes into school and stabs 20 kids. And while the one that happened this morning, none of the kids died, that's an anomaly. Generally, it's 20 kids dead from that. So it's obviously not our gun laws. It's the other ways we Sorry, I had to.
I've seen a comment in the chat. Somebody made a very valid point about who actually is caring about the kids that got killed, because that's actually one of the things that was pissing me off today, is that my Twitter timeline is plastered with mental health debates and gun control debates, but I see very little outcry for the actual support of the families and the kids that got killed. It's like people are not talking about, why did kids get taken away from people's lives today? It was, why does the guy have a gun? Why does the guy have access to a gun? It was all gun, and then people fighting with each other about what they think about gun control. And it's just like a true display of what is really kind of just fucked up. It's like priorities and responsibilities are just really out of whack.
I don't think that's true at all, Worth. Me sending out a tweet saying my thoughts and prayers are with the family is absolutely no good for the family. The family's not reading my timeline. The families aren't like, okay, guys, let's go on Twitter and see who all is giving us well wishes. They're not worried about what's happening with Twitter. What Twitter is there for is for political discussion, or what we use Twitter for is for political discussion, and the discussion isn't about, and this is going to sound callous for a second, but bear with me. The discussion isn't about whether 20 kids died or not. It's about when 20 kids died. Do you see my point there? I can say that my thoughts go out to this family all day long, but in all actuality, that doesn't do anything for the family. And
I did not to cut you off, but I get that, and I totally understand that. But I mean, it turns into nothing all day about gun debates. And what I was seeing is a lot of people crying about, don't take my guns away, you know, and what are the rights of the guns? And it's just kind of disheartening where you see people just attacking each other over, you know, freedom of speech over gun law.
Well,
really,
I got to step in there. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But all I have to say is that don't blame the gun. You have to blame the person who's holding the gun. There just has to be more strict.
Oh, absolutely.
There has to be more strict laws on people being able to get guns. I mean, like, there has to be, like, more enforcement on how easy guns are sold. I mean, as for like store wise, that should be the whole topic.
I don't want to convey myself the wrong way. My entire argument all day has been about the person behind the trigger and not so much the trigger.
Yeah, nigga.
All right, quick stats for everybody. Last year, and this is actually from something Richard Branson, of all people, posted. Last year, handguns killed 48 people in Japan, 8 in Great Britain, 34 in Switzerland, 52 in Canada, 58 in Israel, 21 in Sweden, 42 in West Germany, and 10,728 in the U.S. Now, if that's accurate, that's fucking incredible.
Okay. And mind you, I can read numbers that'll blow your mind too, and these are dated numbers. They're from 97, because I can't pull up the numbers quick enough right now, but these are numbers I found. Cars in 97 killed 1,768 people in Australia, 3,064 in Canada, 3,599 in Great Britain, 7,792 in Germany, and 41,471 in the United States. Should we ban cars? And that's just in 97. The problem, I guarantee you, has only gotten worse. But tens of thousands of people are killed by cars in America every day or every year, while it's only happening in the thousands in other countries. But that doesn't equate to, that because it's easier to get cars here, that equates to the way we do things.
On that statistic, I think you'd have to look at the number of cars on the street, though. So I think, not sure on this, but I
public
think the population in America.
Yeah, there's a lot of
we rely
variables.
A lot more on cars.
There's tons of variables.
Trying to say your statistics invalid.
Yeah,
you have a good point.
You know what? Everybody on either side of the argument can always dig up some statistics that they can cough up and make talking points out of, and, you know, it's all a bunch of bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
I'm still
everyone's a fat bag.
Are you guys tired of me playing that that clip of Shmoop?
I think it's epic, honestly.
Wait, who says they are, who they are?
Nobody did.
No, okay. I think it's epic. Right, when
right. What would you rather? What would you rather have right now? Would you rather have me play soundboards of Shmoop or the real live Shmoop?
Real live Shmoop.
Yeah. Real life
Shmoop,
if you've got it.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
No, surprise. We have the real Shmoop on the line. Shmoop, what's up? You wanted to add to the conversation.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
hey.
Shmoop?
What up?
Not much. I was actually listening to you guys' conversation. I got home from class about 20 minutes ago. Actually about to leave here again. Here's how I see it, and, you know, a lot of people have brought up some valid points. If you make guns illegal, people are still going to find a way to get guns. So,
this is true.
I mean, it's like the view of Anonymous. If you make protesting, if you make hacking legal, if you make protesting legal, do you think that's going to stop sickos from going to protest? If you make weed illegal, do you think that's going to stop Sakin from going to smoke weed? It's going to do nothing. And I mean, when you see school shootings like these, it kind of worries you. I mean, when people say we're living in a police state, I completely disagree for the fact that if you let people like this and like that, I mean, it does kind of scare me. I mean, especially for an elementary school, man. I mean, there should be some kind of more security around there, but that's just my opinion.
I can actually argue that. The high school I went to, in order to get through the doors, you had to go through a metal detector. We had roaming security on all three floors of our school. There was SWAT vans parked outside of my school at all times. And at the same time, every year I went there, at least one person was shot on school campus. At least one woman was raped in one of the bathrooms. And 3 times a week, there was a riot in the cafeteria. So increased security doesn't necessarily equate to increased lack of violence. We have to get away from this. Oh, well, we need to find a way to increase security or to lessen people's avenues is how we can eliminate people's desire to commit a violence. And I think that's one of the greatest or just one of the best things we can do is to combat poverty.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? I was in the screening room. What's going on?
I'm talking, but there's a lot of white noise and feedback coming from somebody, and I'm afraid people can't hear.
Right.
We've got some serious interference going on. Let me lock everything down here. Hang on. Isolating. Forsaken, you are called. You must be connected through, I don't know, over 9,000 proxies. What the fuck's going on with that white noise, bro?
Is it on my noise? I mean, is it on my side? I'm sorry. I'm completely brain dead.
Either that or Shmoop just trolled me. No, he didn't.
I'll mute real quick, so to see. Hold on.
Hang on. It's not there now, though. It's fine now. Wait, Forsaken, come back. I think it's fine now. Maybe it wasn't you.
So it wasn't me, right?
Wait, hang on. Let me bring everybody back on. This is so stupid that I'm doing this on the air. On air check. Mic check.
Oh, you did not.
Downward twinkles. All right, I'm starting to hear some feedback. Nope, not sicko. Not Becker. not worth. Not op no pro. Here we go. Wait, hang on a second. Schmoop. It was Schmoop. It was Schmoop. He just Schmoop just trolled your ass, Forsaken.
What?
Schmoop has been gone for like, I don't know, a couple of days. He should be rusty, but he fucking trolled your ass, dude. And he used
fucking
me.
A, Schmoop.
I feel violated, as I always do when he calls in. We lost him. Robbie there for a second. All right, Schmoop's back.
All right. I mean, I honestly thought it was Hammurabi, but I mean,
no.
I'm calling.
Dude, did you know that Hammurabi, the former Wrestle League member, now has a new headset.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm calling off myself on Star 67, so I mean, I wouldn't know how it's me. Also heard that he got kicked from Wrestle League today. Can anybody tell me what happened there? I mean, like, what went on with that?
I don't know. We haven't gotten an official press release.
Forsaken. I mean, you hang out in there. What happened to Hammurabi? I mean, because, you know, I don't go on as much anymore.
I don't even know, man. I haven't been in that room for, like, about 2 or 3 days.
So,
yeah.
Basically, I asked a couple questions about what happened to you, which didn't go over very well. With the same person that had issues prior. So, in the end, somebody drama queened up, decided they were going to leave the Wrestle League unless I was kicked out, and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Wait, was that a meep that said that?
Couldn't be. And then,
that was
meep,
huh?
Oh, yeah. So
I just made life
easy and was like, I'm out, dude.
All I gotta say is, come on, guys. I've only been gone a few days, and you guys are like not even tugging niggers' anuses. Come on, guys, get it together.
Oh, you're a nigger. You're a nigger.
Exactly.
That's what that's what we've been surviving.
You
with,
have your own soundboard. How sweet is that, Schmoop?
I think it's pretty fucking sweet, dude. But, my whole point with that is just that if anyone thinks that guns should be fucking banned, I mean, they're an idiot, dude. There's no one who's taking my
Whoever thinks guns should be banned, they should think twice, man.
They should move
to
fucking England where you can't really put a hand on a gun and the cops don't own guns.
Dude, I couldn't do it.
Look, Timothy McVeigh didn't use a fucking gun, and he managed to kill 10 times as many people as was killed this morning. So, fuck that guns are what's killing people. It's not guns that are killing people.
And it's the person behind it.
He used explosives, so that's different from using a gun.
Well, that's my point, is that guns aren't what kills people. It's the people behind the gun that kills people, and it's what makes that person want to kill people. If the overall vast majority of crimes are committed because somebody doesn't have something that they want, so combating gun owners, let's combat poverty. Let's combat the fact that people are starving on the streets and feel the need to hold up a liquor store, and for $300 and killing the fucking convenience store clerk. But let's combat that instead of combating. Can I go to the fucking gun shop and buy a 9mm pistol?
You know, on that note, Sicko, I'm going to jump in for a second. Last year, my house was robbed, and one of the things that they took from the house was a gun. Now, I wasn't really that pissed off. I'm pretty sure that the person who broke into my house and stole all our electronics was probably looking for Christmas gifts or money to feed their family. However, my roommate who has a gun because she lives by herself in a rough neighborhood and wants to protect herself so she has a gun, that no longer has a gun, and that gun is more than likely being used for other random crime now. So to your point exactly, it's like, you know, we should be addressing the issues that are causing the problem, that are causing the desperation of the people using the guns, or the mental health issues that are causing people to lose their fucking minds and go crazy.
There you go.
Well said.
I'd also like to say for the record that I'm also a robbery apologist. I mean, you know, since there's rape apologists out there, I'm also a rape apologist, and I'm also a robbery apologist. Just thought I'd point that out there.
Am I muted? Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. I just want to ask, because everyone says mental health reform. Do you guys know what that actually entails?
Mental health reform, Lauren?
Yeah, when people are talking about, well, this is a mental health issue, we need a mental health reform, et cetera. The problem, I agree entirely, but it's a problematic argument because mental health reform is, like, right now, it's, I feel like it's almost as perfect as it's going to be to the extent that people who have the power to change healthcare aren't going to. And what I mean by that is the doctors who see mentally ill patients are in it for the money, as well as the pharma paying for all the, or putting out all the pharmaceutical psychiatric products. And then the legislators think that, you know, 5150 laws and psych-hold laws are enough. And meanwhile, if you're someone who's just having a problem and you want to see someone, you have two options. You either make an appointment, which will take a week or more with a psychiatrist or whoever, or if you have a severe problem, like you want to hurt yourself or hurt others, you basically get jailed for 3 days for thought crime, essentially. So you have, like, these really only two options. If you have a broken leg, you can go to urgent care. But if you have a broken heart, you have two really crappy options to go with. And to reform that would take all these steps that, you know, from what I've seen, everyone is either too greedy or too lazy or too intolerant or too ignorant to actually take. So I am all for health care reform, just helping fix this problem, along with mental health care reform. You have sort of embedded gun control. Because if you are severe, you really are telling someone, I'm going to hurt someone, or you're going to see a psychiatrist and saying that, they can revoke your gun privileges or red flag you or whatnot in 5150. When you get 5150 in California, I don't know what it is in other states, but you get your gun rights taken away immediately. You can't leave. If you've been put on a psychiatric hold, you cannot leave until you waive your gun rights for at least 5 years, I think. So, you know, that's sort of a double win, but at the same time, mental health care is so crap in America that people, like, first of all, it's stigmatized, and second of all, especially if you're someone who's a danger to others, potentially, and you go to get help, the psychiatric hold process is really fucking traumatizing and really fucking dehumanizing. So it's a whole mess, I guess is what I'm saying. So if I see people throw out mental health reform, and it's like, I feel like they're just saying it to make themselves feel better. Like, that's going to, like, you know, you can snap your fingers and have mental health reform when there's so many intricate things behind it. Like, I just, I don't know. It's problematic.
And I actually got a tip about that, actually. And the whole reason why the whole healthcare is fucked up, and that's actually all because of Sue Basco. You see, Sue Basco is actually working with Barack Obama to tax you guys some more with the Jews.
And she's working with the Anukai.
Oh, she's working with the Anukai, too. We got to remember that, too. Not to mention, Sue Basco also has an obsession with me where she wants to fuck my brains out. And, Sue, is she listening?
Fuck your brains out?
Sorry. No. She wants me to hit that. And Sue, if you're listening, no. You gotta be under 50. Come on, Sue. No.
So you're saying you may or may not shoot up a mall because of Tabasco. Is that the core of this right now?
Here's what I'm actually saying. I'm actually saying that I would not ever hit that if you paid me over 9,000 internets and dollars. And
Ms. Becker, I think I also was hearing that same thing, that I think the blame is getting passed to Sue Basco for the shooting. So in that case, if we want to ban guns because the guns are the reason for the shooting, then if we pass that blame to Sue Basco, we can then ban Sue Basco, right?
Well, that kind of explains everything. She is nuts.
That should be
no, no, guys, listen. The reason why the shooter did what he did today was because he had sex with Sue Basco. You see how horrible it was? He was like, I'm going to go shoot him at elementary school. That's kind of how it worked out.
You know, when you're 5150 in California, there's like, you know, are you a danger to yourself? Are you a danger to others? Are you gravely disabled? They should add to that list just Sue Basco, so you can just check that
yeah.
box. And
right.
You're done for 3 days. You don't have any control over your rights or your body. You've been Sue Basco. Period. Same thing with crime reports. You know, they're filling out the crime report, and, you know, they put what kind of crime is this? Sue Basco. Check. That should be just standard from here on out.
Ms. Becker, you were talking about mental health reform and mental health care reform and stuff like that. Part of what we have to do is we have to start looking at what causes mental health issues. And like I said, I'm of the personal opinion, and it's not just my opinion, but that the way our society is these days. Where people are struggling just to exist, people are struggling just to survive, where you have to go and you have to be somebody's slave, basically, to make millions while you make $10 an hour, I think those effects have, for generations, or somebody who's feeling those effects for generations, you know, my great-grandmother struggled to survive, and then my mother struggled to survive, and, you know, and all that passed down to my brain. That's what causes bipolar disorder and manic depression and all that kind of shit. To where, if we eliminated this perceived idea of scarcity, where there's not enough for everybody on this planet, and people stopped having to struggle just to be able to live the next day, that you would start seeing. Maybe you wouldn't eliminate all mental health issues, but I'm of the personal opinion you would eliminate the vast majority of.
Definitely, the statistics of it, because we always, like we made the point before, it's just because these are white people shooting up malls.
Right, right.
And those are
good points. Those are great points, okay?
If we address the issues you're talking about statistically, that would probably knock out, you know, if we were to effectively, but it'd probably knock out statistically a lot of the gun deaths.
Here's the thing, Worf. And let me explain this.
I'm Lauren. I'm back.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Now let me explain the situation going on here. The reason why healthcare is so high is because they said Sue Basco was actually working with Barack Obama and the Jews to tax healthcare. And the reason why we need healthcare is because let's say one day Sicko decides to fuck guys up the ass, because we all know, you know, Sicko's kind of like that, which is completely okay, Sicko. You know I love you, man. Okay? And I totally want to get at that. But let's say Geist has AIDS. So now, Sicko gets AIDS. And as statistics show, AIDS are bad.
Bad.
And, right. So we need some plan to overthrow Sue Basco and the Jews so we can get the taxes off of the healthcare. You understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
Okay.
Well, if I can return to serious land for a minute, just to sort of finish my thought. In addition to just what Non-Sicko says of poverty and socioeconomic issues, et cetera, contributing to mental illness, just to, you know, unfortunately continue to highlight these rare cases of these mass shootings, which usually involve privileged white people. That's what we're going to say. I mean, that those are situations where it's not racist. And I mean, that's where it's even more glaring that the mental health system fails. Just people with every privilege in the world, and because of these crappy mental health options we have, we're still failing, and it's this, you know, alarming rate. And also, one more thing, because what we're talking about, this happens every day in the unprivileged neighborhoods and with other ethnicities, et cetera, but it's the milky white people getting all the attention when the mass shootings happen. I think part of that, unfortunately, is because it's not that it's irrational at all, but it's easier for people to rationalize when it's not, you know, quote-unquote psycho mass murders. It's easier for people to rationalize as in the context, oh, this was two black people, it might have been gang violence, et cetera. But, you know, for some reason, I think part of why this is so sensationalist when it's a white dude having a mass shooting is because it's so hard to fucking rationalize. Why the fuck did this guy do this? He had every privilege in the world, et cetera. Like, James Holmes had a neuroscience career in front of him. And that's probably, unfortunately, part of why this gets so much attention, because we just can't make sense of it, even though none of it makes sense, no matter who's shooting who. It's just three examples of things that just don't make any fucking sense. All right, I'm done.
Nigger's tongue my anus.
Tubasso.
Yes.
It's all Tubasso.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I was actually about to go into more than that. You see, there's actually another person working on it. He's got some inside news. It appears that George Foreman, yeah, the boxer, and the grill guy, he's actually selling grills to fund this scheme of taxing you guys. I mean, he's working with Barack Obama, the Jews, and Tubasso. Can you believe that, guys?
I can't. That's inconceivable. It's criminal. File reports immediately.
George Foreman was always with his family, man.
And Ron Brinton's gonna kill us all. That's what that is.
Indeed. Did we just get put in the green room?
I don't know.
No, I don't think we're in the green room.
Maybe we all are in Vince.
I think he's screening fucking crappy airbags in Flint right now.
There's only like 10 minutes left.
He's gonna miss the end of the show though. It's like only 10 minutes left.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
this is far from
the
course.
In the green room, so.
I just got tacos because we're talking about taco drones.
I think Schmoop might have used his zero day to fucking put Vince in the green room. To be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, he just did. What a fucking.
That'd be a very epic comeback.
Yeah, no, he just did. What are you talking about?
You have to understand that I've actually become an ethical hacker now, and I'm using my powers for good. Actually, I'm kidding, but all in all, which I left because I thought I was gonna get vanned. No, I'm just gonna make it short and simple because I gotta head out here in a few. Actually, you need a break sometimes, and fucking, it's just shit. That's it. You need a fucking break sometimes.
Yeah,
I heard
no
you're
doubt.
Up in the forest. How's that
I think
going?
I'm about to take one.
Yeah, please do. By all means, handle it. Hey, Shmoop, I don't know if you answered this. Quick question. Why did you give that, like, publicly give that account to Sicko?
Number one, I've been friends with Sicko for a very, very long time. I'd say, about a year now?
Something like that, bro. It's been a very long time.
Right. Two, it was all his opportunity. He was on at the time. I mean, so I was like, hey, man, you want the account? Here you go. So he took the account, and I said, all right, that's cool. And that's it pretty much right there. I mean, I mean, as long as he doesn't completely moral sag it up, I don't have a problem with it.
I suggested, well, I appreciate you, promoting my show with that account, Sicko. But
that's the only tweet
that I've actually sent out from the account. I mean, I don't know if I ever won.
Yeah,
you did call him a jerk. I saw
that wasn't me.
Oh,
that was,
dude.
That was
actually me.
Shmoop is not your personal
army,
bro. Shmoop is not your personal army, bro.
It wasn't me that called her a jerk. That was Shmoop.
That was me before I gave him the account.
Oh.
I can't believe you called your girlfriend a jerk.
That's questionable. That is questionable.
That's a pet name for each other.
Shit.
No, Ma's actually mad because, you know, she's just mad because, in all reality, she's actually a jerk. She was actually born a jerk. And, Ma, if you're listening right now, you're a jerk.
Hold on one second.
You're a jerk too, you bitch.
Yeah, but that doesn't even change the fact that you're a double mega jerk.
Oh, I love you guys.
Good
I
time.
Still want that fucking
Did
rap.
Did she just
though,
go Hills Have Eyes on us?
What?
Did Mudge just go Hills Have Eyes and do the
No.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
anyway,
she did.
Guys, I gotta head out of here. I'll talk to you all some other time.
It was good hearing from you, Shmoop.
Later, Shmoop.
Yeah.
Peace, guys.
Later.
There he goes. Shmoop making a cameo. There
goes my hero. Watch your mouth, you go.
Who is...
Wow.
Oh God.
I think it's a thing.
Who is singing? What?
Ms. Becker.
Yeah.
Hey, Ms. Becker, when are you going to bring back karaoke?
Karaoke? I don't know.
Karaoke's mine.
Well, when are you going to bring back your karaoke, Worth?
Not quite too sure. Last time I tried to do it, I was told to go die in the bay. So I kind of decided I might cut it for a little while because I just wasn't feeling it. I mean, the world's fucked up. Who needs to sing right now? I need to start trying to fix some shit.
But this, me, Allie, and Peggy Sue are going to go on a long-ass road trip next week. So maybe this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the bay. So, kneeling up in the bay. Get in on it.
All right, folks, we got about 8 minutes to go here. 347-826-7667 is the number to dial in. We are kind of winding down on the live broadcast. I want to thank my panelists for joining me tonight. It was a very lively discussion. I thank you so much for attending and participating. Non-sicko, do you have any final words you'd like to say to anybody out there listening live?
Just everybody, man, be safe and think about what you're saying. If you're asking the government, how's the government going to take all the guns that are already on the street and have to come into your homes, and do you really want that?
I'm already government, so I live in my house. I'm okay with that. I'm kidding.
No, nobody asked
anyway.
Me, Andy. It's not your turn yet, you asshole.
Your turn.
Sorry,
Bunch. Right, okay, that's it. I try to be nice guy, but everybody gets locked down for final thoughts. Everybody gets a mute. I'm sorry. Sicko, did you finish your final thoughts?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thanks for coming out, dude. I appreciate it, as per usual. Ms. Becker, your final thoughts, please, for the live listeners.
I guess, you know, someone needs to get Sue Basco to call into the show. That's the only thing that will solve every problem ever.
Mm.
That's it.
You want my show to literally get Basco'd?
Yeah.
That almost sounds like cruel and unnecessary punishment.
This is an S&M show. We gotta take
sometimes,
it.
Not all the time.
We gotta dish and take.
Oh, I'll take. And And I'll dish, too.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. All the gentlemen. Okay, real quick. Poll, real quick poll of the gentlemen. Oh, well, hell, the women, too. Everybody in the chat room. Go to Ms. Becker's Twitter account. So if someone could spam the chat room with Ms. Becker's Twitter account. This lovely young lady who is in her mid-20s, like all these psycho, suburban, disaffected white kids.
Yep.
And she is going to cut off all that gorgeous long brunette hair.
And dye it green.
And dye it green. Oh, my God.
I got the okay for my school to keep it green when I come back.
That's, oh, you poor woman. What? How mad at society are you really? I mean, seriously. This is as far as you're going to go. Just fashion statements.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Everybody, keep an eye on Ms. Becker, please. It takes a village, everybody. It takes a village. Ms. Worth of the World, what are your final thoughts here?
Final thoughts, basically, I would just say anyone that's doxing people, can we make sure we're doxing the right person? That way we don't let the guy know his family's dead before he even knows. Okay. I mean, I know that wasn't the dox, but I mean, I think the guy quite literally found out his mom was dead because of Facebook comments, and I think it was really kind of fucked up that it wasn't even real confirmation of what was going on before a dox was out there on the guy.
And he wasn't the shooter.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
that's the kid.
Point. Yeah,
what a roller coaster ride that poor kid had today. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, and first of all, we thought the shooter was dead. Why are we doxing a dead guy? There's other people that can be doxed that are way worth the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, doxing dead people is the new doxing, apparently. That's what I see in the chat room.
They no disrespect to people that are doxing. I'm not hating on you
believe,
guys. Dox
oh my
away
God.
When it's the right thing, but...
Somebody just PM'd me with my great-great-grandmother's dox. I am, oh, my God, I think I'm going to report this to the authorities. I'm going to screen cap that. Wow, you know who you are. Holy shit. Okay, quickly, final thoughts, Op No Pro.
Good show, and as far as the issues, I don't think there's any resolution. I think people are fucked up in general. I think that, you know, if you want to play with guns, get a nuclear warhead from North Korea and shoot the big one. I don't see it. I just am totally despondent and feel really bad about what happened.
Me too. Forsaken, final thoughts.
Happy holidays, everybody. Keep collecting them 40 ounces. One is never too many.
Beautiful. I love it. Hammurabi, final thoughts.
I'm kind of with Worth of the World on this. Doxing a... Leaving a kid to... a 23-year-old kid to fucking find out that he's the last remaining member in his family. Shitty fucking day to find out. And on top of that, your social gets dropped because some moron on Twitter just took the first mainstream media report he got and was like, this sounds legit. I'm doxing this fucking dead guy. Dumb as fuck.
Who ends up being alive. That's just as reckless as when Spike Lee...
And the last remaining member of his family. Let's not lose sight of that. Rough fucking day
for
that guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This guy had a roller coaster emotional ride from hell.
I don't think it was a roller coaster. I think it was a downward spiral.
Oh, man.
That's implying that he had some ups to the day. Like, he was like, oh, a fucking cheesesteak sandwich. Awesome. No. He just had a shitty fucking day.
So true. All right, folks. Thanks for listening, live listeners. I really appreciate it. Take care of yourselves. Love your neighbors. Just follow the golden rule. Just like the duck says, you know, be the golden rule. Love thy neighbor and stop hating. Like Selassie says, stop hating.
Stop hating in the bay.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick
Jeeks.
Break. There's actually a shit ton of Oh, goodbye, live listeners. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. Catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we are in overtime. We lose Miss Becker. I appreciate everybody calling. We actually have more callers that I haven't even gotten to yet.
Suck them in.
So we're going to suck them in just a second. I got to take a leak. And
I'm
going to
take a shower. Fuck it. I see how it is.
I want to take the hot tub and put it on
okay,
my head.
Go ahead and do that. And I'm going to play this jam real quick. We'll be right back.
Bonsoir. Votre question.
Bonsoir, messieurs. Je voudrais savoir si à 6 heures heure française, s'il y a conflit, est-ce que ce serait une guerre mondiale? Et si oui, est-ce que ce serait éventuellement la fin du monde? La fin du monde. La fin du monde. La fin du monde.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's overtime. How's everybody
okay.
doing? How's everybody
what
doing?
Up?
That was a really good shower, Vince.
Oh, yeah, I made sure to do.
You've got a really good, strong set of hands, bro.
I know. I like working
you
your back.
You get in all those nooks and crannies like nobody knows how.
Okay, so that took up way too much time. I wasn't able to screen the calls. So I'm going to welcome back my panelists for and thank them for sticking around. Ms. Becker rage quit. But big ups to her anyway. Also,
I heard she got banned.
Yeah, probably. Or swatted. Or both. You know, I was really disappointed. We had, when Shmoop was on, I had on hold Danny, and before I could get Danny on, he fell off the call. That would have been interesting to hear them talk. But
yeah, I think VCR is censoring your show, because I have that problem sometimes, too.
They just don't want awesome, beautiful ladies to call in to Vince's show.
What's Rep Dan saying in the chat room?
Dumb shit, undoubtedly.
Carl Barks is saying Vince hangs with Occupy and hacker cowards hiding behind their computers and in mommy's basements. Can I use? I need to use that as a promo for my show.
Yeah, not a side note. Fuck Carl Barks.
Somebody said Carl Barks could go occupy a cactus. I kind of lulled at that.
Carl Barks, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for being Carl Barks. All right, kids. Thanks for sticking around. Let's bring on Unscreened. Thank you, caller. You're on the air now. What's up?
Is it me? Hello? Yes?
Oh, it's Jihad. My bad.
Yeah,
fuck
more
Jihad.
Like you screened me and didn't bring me in.
Oh, we just ran over on time, bro. We didn't get to your segment. Sorry. You're in overtime, though. Well, you made overtime. It's our associate producer, Jihad, everybody.
What's up, Jihad?
Yep, how about that? Also, I like how that, what was his name? Carl Barks. How he was saying that the Occupy retards hide behind their computer screens. How does that even make sense?
That's pretty ironic and hypocritical.
Agreed.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of them that only, you know, were on their computers, like armchair or occupiers or whatever, but I just thought that was kind of funny. Also, what the hell was up with Becker? Like, she was going off there earlier. I couldn't believe you guys didn't, like, interject.
Which we couldn't. Part? We were muted. That's how Vince rolled.
Oh, really? Oh, that figures.
Which part?
Well, that you were muted.
How long are you going to leave? Oh, that's Jihad, not crappy earbags. Sorry.
Yeah. You have
crappy
a different
earbags
role.
Gave me some bullshit line on Twitter about he can't find his phone.
Figures.
Fucking stoners, I'll tell ya.
You asked what was up with Ms. Becker. Issues like mental health issues are really, like, we all have our pet causes, I guess is a way we could put it. And mental health is one of Ms. Becker.
Gotcha.
Oh, then she will hate one of my YouTube videos. Man. I got trolled by Ghost the other day. He's trying to dox me. It was really fucking beta sauce trying to dox me or expose me as some sort of, I don't know. He's trying to slander me. I don't even know where I'm going with this. What did he tweet? He tweeted something at me. God damn it. He tweeted that article that I'm in, but he tweeted something else out, and I forgot what it was.
So has anybody else made a joke about the shooting today on social media yet and gotten completely bitched out by, like, countless people?
No,
there was some people bitching about missing Justin Bieber. I think he got kind of fucked with a little bit.
That's kind of funny.
There was one real account that bitched about it and a bunch of fake accounts. But basically, I guess Ellen DeGeneres is going to have Justin Bieber on today and the show was interrupted by the shooting news. And this little guy was complaining about it. So I think he got told.
My friend posted on Facebook saying that he just got back from seeing The Hobbit. And this was like earlier in the day, like 40 minutes after the news hit the internet and everybody was going batshit crazy. And he was like, yeah, I just saw The Hobbit. It was really good, but it sucks that they split the movie up into three different parts. And I replied and I said, three parts? Are you kidding? Now I know why that guy killed all those kids. And people just, oh my God, like just countless people just started posting saying how such a heartless bastard I was and everything. It's like, are you serious? Like, it's either funny or it's not. It doesn't matter how long it's been since something happens, to me at least, you know?
Well, on the topic of The Hobbit and it being three parts, I think that's a wonderful fucking thing. That means
Of course, because you want like 12 more hours of Lord of the Rings. I mean, come on, so does every other nerd on the planet. But, you know, the Hobbit was not a very long book, so there's going to be a lot of filler in there, and people are kind of scared about it being shitty because of that. But I'm hopeful.
But see, from what I hear, Peter Jackson wanted to do three parts per movie, per book.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah, including
triple the profits. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Hey, everybody. Sorry to interrupt Siskel and Ebert time, but I just want to make everybody up to date. We have lost Forsaken. His call dropped. Thank you, Forsaken, for coming out tonight and hanging out for a long time. But we've lost Forsaken, but guess who we have gained?
Who have we gained, Vince?
Take a wild guess.
Dubasco.
Ooh. Close.
Is it, man, I don't know.
The mystery guest. The mystery overtime special extra secret.
First name Docs, last name Ben?
No. You either love him or you hate him on Twitter.
Hell, that's like everybody.
I'm hoping it's Wild Goose.
No Wild Goose.
Senator Poop Tickler.
Steve Rochberger, whatever the fuck he is.
I have no
Neil
idea.
Neil Rauhauser.
Nope.
The Jester.
Ron Brin.
Close.
Bitchiest.
Yeah.
Nope.
Kelly Hilleski.
Keep going.
Oh, this sounds like a fun game. Danny Dantalion.
All right, now you're just being stupid, Hammurabi. Well, fuck it. I'm just going to tell you who it is. It's Rep. It's Rep Dan.
I did guess it right.
Well, who said that?
I said that.
Who? Who said that?
Go.
Sicko, you guessed Rep Dan?
Yep. Go listen to the archives when it's done, because you'll see I said Rep Dan.
Yeah, you got to listen to the archives, bro.
Ben, you know what? Actually, you know what? I have my engineer. I didn't tell you guys. I finally got an engineer. I will not disclose his name, but he has an archive of that, I think. And I'll try to hunt that down. But I want to welcome Rep Dan to the show. And Rep Dan, you're on with Sicko, Worth, No Pro, Hammurabi's Code, and yourself. What's on your mind?
Jihad.
And Jihad. Oh, yes, our associate producer, Jihad, is in line. And, we were talking mostly about the shooting in Connecticut and just kind of playing off of that. What's on your mind? What's your take on all this nonsense?
Well, thank you for having me on. I've been listening to this show. One of the most troubling things is almost immediately after hearing the news, via Twitter and on the social media and MSM that the gun grabbers immediately latched onto the situation to push their agenda.
Well, duh.
I think that's, you know, totally ridiculous and disrespectful to the folks that, you know, that are mourning right now. The people, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas. Can you imagine if you had a five-year-old and you get a Christmas tree up and presents under the tree and, you know, the whole bit, and you get a phone call saying your child has been shot, and there's people on social media using that situation to push their social agenda to, disarm folks.
When is a good time?
That's from my mind.
When is a good time? Is there a set time that's a good time to discuss that issue?
Who am I speaking with, please?
I don't think a single family touched by this tragedy immediately logged on to Twitter and was like, "Ooh, I wonder what people are Twitter."
I don't think any of them gives a fuck about what people are saying about gun control on the internet. And this is Jihad. Hopefully you don't know me. Okay, so this is just the typical, NRA buff argument. Whenever one of these things happens, it's their go-to argument. You know, oh, this is insensitive. This is not the right time to be discussing this issue, even though there isn't really a right or wrong time. And if there were a right one, this would probably be the rightest of them. I just wanted to point that out. This is just a very stereotypical argument. Just tossing that out there.
I appreciate your point of view, but the fact of the matter is that today, and as a matter of fact, approximately 6 hours before the news broke on this tragic incident in Connecticut today, that 22 children in China were stabbed, slashed in a schoolhouse with a knife.
Yeah, what does that have to do with my opinion, though?
Well, it has everything to do with it. What do we do? It's got to do with an individual. It's got to do with the people. There's a problem with individuals. It's not an inanimate object that can be used to harm other folks.
Right. But don't backtrack. You're saying that it's insensitive to take a political stance after a tragedy has happened, but saying that people shouldn't take a political stance is actually you taking a political stance. It's kind of contradictory from the start.
I would counter that by saying that, and not to get too in-depth about it, I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a career politician. I'm just a regular schlub that, that never had political aspirations, that ran for office and happened to win. So there's no political aspirations that are involved or any ideologies in that regard. It's, just being a human being. It's a horrible thing that happened. And man, I can't imagine what the parents or those folks are going through.
Yeah, me too. I hope none of them are on the internet talking about gun control. That would just be fucked up.
Absolutely. Be fucked up.
The funny thing is, it wouldn't be fucked up at all.
It would be completely accurate. It would be completely acceptable for one of these parents of these murdered kids to go on the internet and say, "Hey, look, guys, maybe we need to look at how we do things." The problem is the right, and I'm going to say the right, but it's not even just the right, it's the pro-gun people, are like, "Oh, well, you guys are being insensitive by saying that we shouldn't talk about gun control right now." But I'm a little drunk, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm trying to play this.
That's all right.
What I'm trying to say is to say, "Oh, well, these people shouldn't be talking about taking away gun control right now," is still taking a political stance. You are being a hypocrite, calling out these people for taking a political stance. The only reason why you don't want them to take a political stance on this issue is because you don't support their stance. If what they were saying is something you supported, you would be completely behind them taking the stance today. You'd be like, "Oh, yeah, who?" It's no different. You are all doing the same thing. But that is what the internet is for. That is what Twitter and social media is for. Is so
right, yeah, expressing your opinion, definitely.
Yes, well, yes, certainly people, and absolutely, I support the right for people to say whatever they want to. And if we choose not to want to listen or hear what they have to say, then we have the right, we can block them or what have you, you know, as individuals. It's just my opinion as a human being, and not necessarily as an elected representative, that it's too soon, man. Let's mourn. Let's give support to the families that are suffering right now. I mean, come on, man. These five-year-olds, this lunatic that went in and slaughtered five-year-olds.
You know what? I totally agree with
hold
you.
Hold on. Be respectful, please. I listen to you.
Coming from
I
don't get down like that.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm 43 years old. I don't have children. But I can only imagine the grief and the pain that these parents are going through. Then we can discuss the issue again.
Hold on. Those people don't need a few days or a few weeks of support. They need support for the rest of their lives. You know, people jerking off on the internet about caring about people is nothing more than that.
I don't get down
like
that.
They're just trying to make themselves feel good. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying that people that say that there's, you know, it's too soon, that it's too soon itself is just
retarded. Well, if you offer no alternative, if you offer
no
alternative
to what? I'm just saying that people like you that say that it's too soon, like, how is it inhumane? How is it any less inhumane than people? I mean, who talks about, you know, the Batman movie killer anymore? You know what I mean? That wasn't very long ago.
What is your suggestion that we do?
You really haven't noticed that I'm just here opposing you? What?
You do it immediately. What? Wait.
No.
There's no reason to wait.
I'm not. You don't understand that I'm saying I'm opposed to people saying it's too soon. I'm just saying that all times is a good time for an open debate. I'm saying that there should not be regulations as to when it's morally acceptable for somebody to express their opinion.
No, of course not. Of course not. I would never suggest that someone literally said the opposite of that. Let me speak. I would never suggest that anyone should ever shut up, but in a position of leadership, when it's a difficult time, and it's hard times, certainly, that someone needs to say, hey, it's hard, it's difficult. Now, right now, is not the time to bicker about taking away inanimate objects away from individuals that have been privy to people throughout history. When people are in mourning.
A political answer, because you're like, I would never suggest this, and then turn around and suggest it.
Yeah, you literally just contradicted yourself.
It's too soon for people to talk about this. So
fuck
you.
You're proving my point. There's a thing called the First Amendment, and you can certainly speak. There's a difference between the right to speak and decorum. That's where leadership comes into play.
High five, and
shit like that is the mindset of the younger generation. You know, lightning zaps and that sort of shit, and that's the big thing. But we have to be big people. This is big people stuff. Where leadership comes into play. You can certainly speak your mind.
Getting all rustled over gun control debate is not
adult
or mature.
Listen, today there was 6 hours before their first reports came out about this incident today in Newtown. 22 kids in China were stabbed up with a knife. Take away knives? Is that your solution? What's your solution, leader, representative? What's your solution?
We should be talking about this other issue.
Fuck you,
man.
About it. Hug each other.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what?
Cry, you know, shot each other.
Like, if you
solution?
Were trolling, it would be funny.
Well, no, what do you have? I'm seriously asking you, what do you
have?
Wait,
you're implying that I'm, like, for gun control. I've never stated that
no,
in
I'm not
the first
at all.
Place.
I'm asking you, what is your solution?
Wow, well, dude, it's like, it's...
Politician. What is your solution?
It's like Danny
you
D.
Said
hey, wait,
that
hey,
I
dude. You know, I wanted to make a comment
about
something
right
you
now.
Said, but it was before you were just saying something
what
about what I
solution?
Said. What did you say before that, before the solution part? I wanted to make
no,
a comment.
No, what
on
is
it.
Your solution?
Right,
I
no,
said
the
leadership.
Part before that. Before leadership.
I said leadership.
Decorum.
That. Decorum, that's that. No, wait, no, it was the thing before decorum.
Knives, guns, I mean, Jesus Christ. So I have to replay the entire conversation for you? What is your solution?
Hey, come on. The solution is
somebody
you don't
needs
wait.
To start a new topic of discussion. Somebody needs to start a new topic of discussion,
yeah,
please.
Let's talk about something else. This is a circular discussion that's going to go nowhere.
In
the course of this,
go to battle, man. Get some sleep.
Let somebody else speak.
Talk about it was too soon for people to politicize this. But 2 hours after planes flew into buildings on 9/11, people were politicizing that, and you didn't hear people saying, "Oh, well, it's too soon to politicize this. We need to just mourn." No, it was immediately.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we wrote up the Patriot Act ahead of time. Here, let's sign this right now. No, that wasn't planned or anything.
Well,
how about the fact that pretty much everything that happens, pretty much, you know, taking consideration the fact that everything that a person does that is in the public eye is a political act, pretty much. It's all related to politics somehow. So there's no way that it can be too soon to talk about it.
Right, because you know the politicians are talking about it.
I mean, shit, the minute that, whatever guns the guy used, the minute those were sold, it became a political issue. Those guns are political issues. So if they're going to be used, there is no specific time that is right to talk about it.
Well, I mean, just being a compassionate human being, you know, one to another, you know, not getting, you know, breathless over it or overly passionate, don't you think?
Well, we're clearly not all compassionate human beings.
That's exactly the problem.
I don't see it as being compassionate.
Don't
it's not incompassionate because I want to discuss it right now.
Believe. If people were taking a stance that you believed in, you would be right on board with it. So
Can I ask a serious question here? In the course of this radio show, there's been another shooting, okay, in Vegas. Is it too soon to talk about that, or should we wait until tomorrow? Because I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit pissed off about hearing about shootings. So if I'm pissed off, I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to wait. My feelings are right now. And that's not being insensitive to the families. It's because I care about the families. I'm compassionate about the families who have losses that I'm talking about the issue now.
Science.
Hey, you're only against people speaking about it because the people speaking are talking in a way that you don't agree with. If it was an issue that you agreed with, then you would be all for them talking. So quit being a hypocrite and try being, like you said, a compassionate person. And if you're really a compassionate person, you would want to speak about this, and you would want to fix whatever happened, all right? You'd
well,
want
no.
to...
Well, listen, there's been guns have been around since, you know, long before the beginning of the history of this country. Guns have been around for a long, long, long time. I mean, if we look back into recorded history, whether you believe it or not, the Bible records a brother killing his brother with a rock. Do we ban rocks?
No, we should ban the Bible.
Do we ban knives, as we saw in China today? It's not about an inanimate object. Don't interrupt me. Be respectful. I've been respectful. It's not about an inanimate object. It's about people. It's about people that are unable to control themselves for one reason or another. That's what it's about.
Sure.
There is a definite history in regards to the Second Amendment, why we are afforded the right to protect ourselves via one weapon or another, as disgusting as that sounds.
But Dan, nobody's arguing that thing. Is you're just trying to hear yourself fuck at this point. Nobody's arguing for taking away guns. Not a single person on today's show has said we should take away people's guns. But yet you're sitting here talking like that's what we're all saying. What we're all saying to you right now, Dan, is you said it's too soon to talk about anything. No, it's not too soon. Because guess what? The American people forget about issues 48 hours after they happen. So if you don't talk about them now, they'll never get talked about.
Boom.
Well,
and he's got a great point.
I understand what you're saying. It's just I think that, I'm not being disrespectful, sir. I'm simply saying that I'm looking at it from my point of view, where I know people are hypersensitive right now, and rightfully so, because they're in deep pain. And who wouldn't be? I mean, good God, I don't even have kids, and I cried today. I'll confess, I cried while watching.
I know so many people who laughed today, all right, dude?
I'm just saying.
Bull, S-H-I-T.
A position of leadership that, from my point of view, for me to make jokes or to lulls or whatever the fuck have you, in the face of these people having this tremendous amount of pain is inappropriate.
I don't think anybody laughed in their faces.
Just a little bit of time. Just a little bit of time would be appropriate. That's all. I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong. That's just my point of view.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on what Sticko said. I just want to jump on what Sticko said about the fact that if we don't talk about now, it's not going to get talked about. And that's a pretty good point because I guarantee you that all this buzz about gun control and how to control the situation that happened will disappear, and there will still be kids getting killed every day.
Are you out of your mind?
It's not going to disappear completely. The hype.
Dude, you don't have to say no disrespect or with all due respect. We know that you don't mean it. People who say those things are not being respectful.
You can let the lady speak, Sicko. The lady can speak for herself. Go ahead, ma'am.
Just to clarify, I'm not saying that it's going to disappear altogether. But what I'm saying is all the buzz and all the hype around the conversation is going to disappear. But people will still be killed every day. And people that care about it will continue to talk about it. But the people in the mainstream, they're going to move on. They're going to move on to the next big hype of what's going on. Whatever's on the news
is
going to
try,
be the hype of the
somebody's
day.
Somebody's going to try and kill Bieber.
Look at the Twitter trend.
Yeah.
You have a very, very valid point. The trend
I know I do.
On Twitter. Hey, what is your name? What can I call you? Let's put it that way.
You call me a word.
Awesome chick on the internet.
Winning. Awesome chick. That's a mouthful. What is it?
It's word.
Oh, she is a mouthful.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
All right, whatever. You have a valid point. The flaw with the media on social media, especially Twitter, it flows very quickly. And you do have a valid point. And maybe that's something we need to look at. I don't know. I'm just a regular guy, just like everybody else.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I missed the last, 20 minutes. Because I was
dude, you're going to have to listen to that. Dude, it was great.
I was in the green room.
I'd like to direct you to the archives. You should definitely listen to the last 2.5 hours.
Wow, dude. I was in the green room with Amber the stripper, who's on with us now. Say hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Amber? How you doing?
Oh, she's doing just fine. Trust me.
You got her ready for us?
We just had a little moment in the green room that lasted longer than I thought it was. So I caught the tail end. You guys, I don't know what you guys are bloviating on about, but
we're winding down.
What's the question? What's the topic?
Well, we were just talking about, this is Rep Gordon, we were just talking about the situation today and, perhaps a little bit of time to reflect and let the families mourn before getting into the gun control argument and that sort of thing.
Oh, too late. People have already finished the gun control argument. They're on to the next one. Seriously.
See,
Everybody just rages about it on Twitter for 2 hours, and then they move on to something else. They get to, there's a shiny object distracts them, and it's over.
Vince just summed up our entire like last 20 minutes in two sentences.
Sounds like it.
It's Free Ball Friday, bitches.
Relax. Well, guys, for what it's worth, I love you all and respect your opinions. And, you know, like I said, I'm just a regular schlub like everybody else.
You don't have to lie to us. You don't have to kick it. You don't respect our opinions. You don't love us all. I know that.
Can we make love and not war?
This,
no.
This old guy's been yelling at us for like the last half hour, Vince. I can't believe you left
that's
us with him.
Old guy. Oh, listen, Sonny.
Representative
I'll put you on my
Dan.
Thank you.
Dan.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. I'm not from Twitter, Vince.
Oh, Rep Dan, you want to for people that are listeners and for just like well, my goddamn associate producer doesn't know who my guests are. That's great. That's always a good sign for a show when the associate producer has no clue who the guest is. It's great. No, it's Rep Dan. He's a state representative from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yes, sir.
And, you'll have to school me, Rep Dan. Rhode Island is so goddamn small. How many districts are there?
So you think the sarcasm of saying I'm not a political guy, I'm not involved in that stuff?
Vince, apparently this is some fuck card that cross-talked over you. I didn't hear your question, Vince.
I forgot the question. What was the topic?
I don't know. There was some asshat was just couldn't control themselves and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, was that jihad?
Like
our opinion. Hey, Jihad.
What?
What were you talking about?
About what? When?
just like 20 minutes ago. I was listening. I kept peeking, you know, in between Amber's orgasms.
I think I started with talking about how I made a joke about the shooting today, like an hour after it happened on Facebook. People just got really pissed off. And we basically just went from there talking about, you know, when it's appropriate to discuss certain things. And Rep Dan was saying that, you know, good people should give the families time before they start debating things, such as specifically gun control, and nobody really said that they were pro-gun control in the conversation, but Rep Dan seemed to think that we were all trying to take the gun out of his pocket or something like that. I don't know. It was weird.
I would have to say that the first part of your statement was accurate. I'm not downing anybody. I'm not painting anyone in any particular fashion or thing of that nature. It was a discussion, but I just simply think that, you know, looking at what happened, particularly on Twitter today, mere minutes after the shooting was portrayed on MSN, that the gun control lunatics, if you will, saw this as an opportunity to push their agenda. I simply think it's too soon. Come on, man. Let the families mourn. Let's gather together and say, you know, this is wrong, this is bad, and formulate our thoughts. And let the families mourn before we get into this argument again, which always transpires immediately after a tragic incident like this.
It's going to.
I have a question, Mr. Gordon. Looking at your timeline right now, and not only did you not speak anything about gun control, but you were very busy calling someone out who did want to talk about gun control.
Could you say that again, please?
I'm looking at your timeline, and where you pretty much evaded talking about the topic today, about the deaths and the shooting and what should be done. You spent quite a bit of time trying to call attention to someone who wanted to make it a political game.
Did you say invading?
Rather than taking a stand on the issue that happened today and whether you agree on it or not, and you're telling people that we shouldn't be talking about it, you spend an awful lot of time trying to point out that someone was talking about it, somebody that was trying to use the situation for political gain. You've made several tweets trying to call this person out, and for what purpose is that? I mean, what are you trying to prove?
Prove nothing, actually. Coincidentally, there was the news article that was 6 hours prior to the breaking of this story in China, where 22 school children were stabbed with a knife.
Sure, I saw that.
Are you reading from, like, a card with three notes on it?
I know.
It's literally like
the
third time you've said that verbatim.
I have an excellent memory.
Yeah.
You get a very good memory, and your disparaging comments are noted. If you kids don't want to give answers to the questions, then don't ask them. Sit in the corner and be silent.
I need a spanking, Rep. Don Garden.
If you want to answer the question, then
Did you ask me a question?
Answering the question.
I'm not really sure what your question is.
I think that young man, you interrupted the lady's question and distracted my train of thought.
I don't know who that young man is.
You respect women so much, so you want a lady to be able to answer.
All right, this is apparently going off the rails. If you can't control yourself, then I would ask Vince to mute you so the young lady can ask a question again, and I'll answer it.
What are you talking about?
It's really quite okay. I was just trying to bring some attention to the fact that you keep saying that nobody should be talking about the guns right now, because there's some people that are mourning the death of their children, but you spent quite a bit of time today trying to bring attention to the fact that somebody was using the shooting for political gain. You tweeted several times about the issue that this guy that you're trying to call out. So it's like, you know, where people are trying to take some really constructive conversation to deal with a tragedy, you're spending your time trying to call people out and burn people out. And I just think that's pretty disingenuous.
Well, you do have a point.
You do have a point.
And I will not deny.
Do you agree with that point?
I'm sorry. Listen, young man. I'm speaking to the young lady.
Am I the young man that you refer to?
I think we're getting
Jesus H. Christ.
You know what? That's the problem. That's the problem. There's a lot of young men on the phone. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to isolate Rep. Dan and Worth and let them work this out. And then I'll bring everybody else back on. Go ahead. It's just Rep. Dan and Worth of the world.
Oh, no, I no means want the rest of the panel to be muted. That's really kind of squashing the free speech that you have.
No, it's not at all. You asked the question. I'm going to answer it.
That would be quashing. And no one said this was a free speech zone, by the way.
I thought it was.
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
In fact, I have a disclaimer. Every show, you probably missed that part, where I say, God, what do I say?
I say some stuff about free speech.
I'm not responsible for the views or ideas expressed on this program. Doesn't represent the views or ideas of Blog Talk Radio, its staff, sponsors, or affiliates.
All right, so what was the question?
No, I was just making a point. It wasn't really a question. I'm over it. I pretty much made the point. You acknowledged the point. I'm good.
I think I understand what you're saying, that there is a sense of urgency to address, you know, this horrific situation that's been progressively happening over and over and over again. And I understand that. I'm simply saying that that throughout American history, we've had one, most notably the Second Amendment. There's a reason for that. The problem, I think, in my personal opinion, is we need to address mental illness and perhaps some other control issues in regards to people obtaining weapons. That's all.
Sure. That wasn't really what I was talking about, though, but that's great.
Wait, what were you talking
about? I think you were saying that I was talking about on Twitter about people shouldn't be talking about this, and I went ahead and talked about it. And I understand.
Yeah, no, what I was trying to tell you is you're coming on the show and you're telling everybody that they should be not talking about gun control because it's too soon. Whereas the people talking about the gun control are legitimately outraged with compassion of what happened today. That's why it's being discussed. It's the only way people feel they can handle and deal with the situation rather than, I mean, people have their own way of dealing with things. Some of these people today felt like they want to talk about gun control and a way to deal with how they're feeling and the anger and frustration that happened today. All right? You're telling us that's too soon, that we should not be doing that. And I can understand why you're saying that. And what I'm seeing on your timeline is that you chose to spend your time today trying to call someone out for using the shooting as a personal agenda. And I'm trying to figure out how constructive is that? How constructive is it to call someone out for talking about shootings?
No, understood.
That's not constructive. It's a waste. I mean, if you're talking to everybody, like, should we all just be sitting around calling people out on what they're doing wrong? And trying to call attention to specific people, or should we talk collectively about a problem and a solution? You're talking about leadership. You didn't show leadership today in your timeline, Mr. Gordon.
Well, I appreciate your consideration and your thoughts, but the fact of the matter is that when people get into a hysterical state of mind, and understandably so, with such a situation so tragic and awful, like I said earlier, I don't have children myself. I cried. My God, I can't imagine getting a phone call with a Christmas tree up and a present for my kids and my five-year-old having been reported dead. I can't imagine that. But the thing that pissed me off, if you will, and I do agree. I did say that I wouldn't talk about it, and I did. Was the fact of the matter that people went into a ballistic mode of now is a political agenda. We must stop. We must ban. We must this. We must that. Are you kidding me? Let these people mourn without getting in their face about regulation, without legislation, and rules and laws and all this other nonsense. But I understand what you're saying. And, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes as well. And perhaps I should have toned it down a little bit. But that's where I'm coming from.
Fair enough. Okay, let's go. We got less than 10 minutes until BTR kicks us off. So we're going to go around the horn one last time. Let's start here with Anon Sicko. Anon Sicko, you have the floor, your final thoughts for the show and the topic, anything you want to get off your chest before we get out of here.
Yeah, it's not too soon to talk about things when they happen. Dan, you're a hypocrite, so shut the fuck up. And that's it.
Profound.
Shit, and this might be a fast final thoughts. Worth.
Yeah, I already said my piece. Thank you for having me on the show, Vince.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling and hanging in for so long. I'm sorry that we lost Ms. Becker. I hope it was probably a connection problem or whatever. But
more than likely. She got finals.
Yeah, it's late for people, peeps who are on a schedule and who students or whatever, finals, cramming for finals. I get it. That means like next week people are going to be ready to party. I've enjoyed partying with you guys. No pro. Final thoughts before we sail into the night or morning.
Well, I'd like to deal with the last issue. First of all, I'm the one that keeps getting old man or young man. That's kind of interesting. From a guy that says he's not political four times, but turns out to be whatever he is. The issue one becomes one of when you say that, you know, it's not time to talk about other things. When an event occurs and people feel that they have to talk about it, when they feel they have to talk about it is when it needs to be discussed. And if that's a second after it happens or 10 minutes or two years, that's when the event goes through the turn, and that's when the event comes up through the population and gets cleared up, or cleared out, at least. But people come to terms in many different ways about many different things. And one of the ways they come to terms is by discussing it, or discussing other issues, that, like the little silver clinger you were talking about, until they, you know, to change the subject, per se. And I take offense with somebody who comes on the show and discusses things that they say they're not, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hear the biography and that's what it is. I just take total offense. I can't believe anything else that person says because of the disingenuity of the comments that were made to begin with. So I've had a good time. I think the show was great tonight, by the way, and good luck.
Right on. Thanks, No Pro. Big ups to WVU Soldier for tweeting me. He's sorry he's missing out on OT. I'm just reassuring him that we're winding down the program. And no worries, you can download. It'll be downloadable in about 10 or 15 minutes from now. Well, whenever the show ends, it's downloadable usually like a minute or two later. Okay, continuing. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
It's a good show you have here, Vince. Yeah, man. Guns are good. Retarded people are bad. Not like retarded in the classical sense, but people want to just run around, fucking kill kids and shit. Not okay in my book. They're not invited to Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. Let's see here. I think it was nice having Worth call in. It was interesting to hear from Rep Dan, who sounds exactly like X. I don't know if anybody else noticed this. Rep Dan sounds exactly like X You Out. So I'm going to go ahead and dox Rep Dan as X You Out.
I disagree. Totally disagree. Different people. Sorry.
What do you know? You're from California. You don't know dialects and whatnot.
No,
that's really dialects for
do.
A thousand years.
That's how I have to. That's how I have to know, because we don't have an accent here. So we study the other ones.
The other dialects or Aspies or.
Yeah, accents.
Accents.
Yeah, whatever, the slang, you know, the way people talk, the drawl.
The jargon?
Yeah.
Slang,
whatever, yeah.
That's some good shit you got there. All right, well, I'm going to get back to studying slang, because clearly I'm not caught up. And have a good night, Vince. And have a great weekend.
Yeah,
and I appreciate the attention you paid my nooks and crannies, and we should do that again sometime.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Associate Producer Jihad, your final thoughts.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on again, Vince. I wish I didn't miss Shmoop. It was good to hear him on the show. Man, I think I'm falling for that Worth girl.
Cute,
also.
Too. It's really cute.
Rep Dan, you know, I think I like him. I like that I see that he's dedicated to the Constitution, protecting it. I'm cool with that. But, you know, if you want to have a genuine conversation with, you know, some younger peoples from the internet, you know, you can't come into the conversation as a politician. You know, you gotta get rid of that new speak with us. You know, I'm just saying. But, you know, thanks for having us on the show, Vince. The Russell League appreciates it once again.
Thank you, Jihad. I appreciate your contribution as always. And Rep Dan, final thoughts quickly before we are cut off here by BTR.
Thanks, Vince. And thank you to all the listeners, and thank you to all the people that had the outstanding comments. And listen, I'm just a regular schlub. Listen, I'm not a career politician. I hate this job. It's the suckiest job I've ever had, if you will. I appreciate your comments and your input. It makes me a better person.
You can take another job, dude. Sorry.
There was some sort of breakup there. What was I saying? Thank you very much, folks, for listening. I'm nobody. I'm just a regular guy. But thank you for having me on, and I appreciate your input. I'm going to use that input to make myself a better person in the future, whether in elected office or not. And thank you, Vince, for having me on the show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rep Dan. Appreciate it. Now we have one last caller out of nowhere. I think this might be XU Out. XU Out, is that you?
Hey. How you doing, Vince?
Doing good, bro. Doing good. Good. We're just winding up the show. We're literally, BTR cuts us off literally like, you know, like, I don't know, 2 minutes before the top of the hour. So,
right.
Any final thoughts?
Yes. Does my voice really sound like Rep Dan's? Who, Rep Dan, you know, I respect you. And, yeah, you are a regular guy, and you're out there doing your job. Your job is, you know, going to the, you know, State House and doing what you do, what you feel is right for the people. So I respect you for that. And not everyone has to agree with everything, but I respect you. And just want to let you know that. And tell everybody, I am not Rep Dan. So I respect everybody on the panel tonight. Great show. Excellent night. And, you know, everybody have a great night. That's all.
Thanks,
you
guys.
You too, Rep Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, folks. I really appreciate it. And of course, I have to thank Amber the stripper for hanging out with me in the green room. Thank you, Amber.
You're welcome. Your green room's hot.
Oh. Oh, man. It's because you warm it up, honey.
Mm.
Wow.
You just get warmed up.
Yeah, I gave Nikki in the green room, or I'm sorry, Amber in the green room. I gave her a little taste of my virtual love gun. That's right. We should make love, not war. No guns. We should make love. Seriously. All right, I'm gonna go. As this plays out, I'm gonna go finish cybering with Nikki. This is Love Gun by Kiss. Peace out.
See ya.